Today is the Lord's Day. It is that day of which the Apostle John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, What thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches. Revelation 1:10-11. This is the day that, according to authorities, the Ethiopic or the Ethiopian version of the Bible renders on the first day of the week. The first day of the week, the day the Lord was raised from the dead, Mark 16:9, and it was also on this day that the Lord appeared to his disciples in John 20:19. The first day of the week was the day when the disciples were gathered together to break bread, Acts 20:7, also referred to as the day when the saints assembled together to eat the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11:20, and the day in which the disciples were authorized to give of their increase for the works in which God has authorized the church to engage, 1 Corinthians 16:1. On such a day, the church came together to edify itself through song, prayer, and instruction in the Word of God, Acts 20:7, and 1 Corinthians 14:14-15, that it could build up itself in love, Ephesians 4:16. With so many great things assigned to this one day of the week, how is it that man treats it as common? Concerning the assembling on such an occasion, the Hebrew writer says it is a time the Christians came together to exhort one another. Exhort being an act to admonish, exhort, to urge, one to pursue some course of conduct, always prospective, looking to the future. It is the Lord that called it his day, as revealed by the Apostle John. Such being the case, what choices will you make on this Lord's Day? Will you select activities that appeal to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life? Or will you choose to be with the Lord's people as they remember the Lord's death until he comes? 1 Corinthians 11:26. Should the Lord come on this day, Lord's Day, where do you want to be? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord saying, Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom the Lord shall set over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will set him over all that he hath. Luke 12:42-43.